This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 110 for Tuesday, July 1st, 2014. This is Brian.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure.
This is Lisa. I'm sure of that. What's up, guys?
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
Cool. All right. Hey, look, people are wishing you happy birthday. Birthday boy, although you're just a couple years past boy.
So. Well, thank you very much.
you know, you seemed a little disappointed on your birthday.
Why would you say that?
Because you said so.
Well, you know.
It was uneventful. I mean, I figured I'd save the big party for like 45. Oh, and by the way, in a little over a year, I do not want a party. I'm going on record. When I turn 50, I do not want a party. I think I want a week at a spa.
A week at a spa?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be cool. With a masseuse.
Well, you know,
like Juan or Hans or something.
Juan or Hans.
Off, dude. It's to rub all the stress out. It was a quiet day. I mean, it was a Sunday. We didn't go anywhere. I mean, were you disappointed we didn't take some 6-hour road trip to go pick up cases or?
No, I wasn't as disappointed, but you know, it's just weird. You know, after a while, you get so used to, I guess, stuff happening, or not that you expect it, but. It was really, really uneventful. You know, I mean, it was fine. I wasn't expecting a big cake or, you know, you did mention a parade, but.
I couldn't get Pete and Dave to bring the community band.
The little shoe community band, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Dave was on vacation. I'm sure that was part of it.
He was.
Dave's like, I'm out.
So, yeah, no, it was fun. It really was. I took a nap. You know, I did things all old people do, right? I took a nap. And
you're not that old.
I had a beer at noon. That was probably the coolest thing of the day.
That was nice.
Or before noon or whatever it was. I had breakfast. I don't know.
Beer 30 somewhere.
No, you made me breakfast. That was great. You actually gave – I did get a pen for my birthday.
You did. It was a nice one. He has been drooling over this thing since Chicago, which for those of you who use actual calendars, that was May.
Here's the funny thing about it, right? So we decided, since I knew about it, right, there's no surprise. I knew what it was. Lisa actually gave it to me on Saturday.
The night before, right?
The night before. Well, actually, the day before.
Drooling over it and looking for it, like, just take the thing.
Well, you gave it to me in the morning because I took it to the store, right? And I got to the store, and I'm like, oh, crud, I don't have a converter for this. So, which is funny because we're at a pen store, right? So, I borrowed the converter from Lisa's sailor to put in this.
I sacrificed my sailor for yours.
Sorry, Wayne. You can't – it's a Sailor 1911. It's a large it's the ribbed model. And this one has the semi-flat top on it, and it has the Sailor logo in it, much like the Pro Gears do, but a nice nice looking pen. And it has probably if that isn't cool enough.
It's got a really cool nib.
It's got the
Wayne would kill you for doing that.
Yeah, sorry, Wayne. It's got the Sailor music nib in it, which was actually the nib that I was trying to decide between the Broad and the music nib when I got my Realo.
And the Realo, now you don't have to choose.
Well, yeah, I know. When the Realo, I went with the Broad, and then that worked out real well. So I'm.
And what color did you put in it? I don't remember.
I filled up the converter with Yamadori.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's really nice. Because everybody's talking about it. I hadn't inked up a pen with it yet because we sold it out like within the first day. So
we did. We did keep one for samples.
So I'm not sure what model pen this is. I know It's not in the current catalog, but I know John Modishaw has them on his website.
Well, maybe we should fly to California and go hang with John.
I think so. So.
He's gone.
Oh, he's up north. He's up north for the summer. Okay. Well, we'll see. Actually, we'll see him in
D.C.
We'll see him in D.C. We'll see him in about a month.
What?
Yeah, that's about a month. Sorry.
No.
I don't know. There is some special name for it. It's the ribbed version with the.
It's the awesome pen.
Yeah, it's nice. It's in really great shape. You know, it was probably used, but I don't see really any sign of much usage on this at all. You got it in that lot in Chicago, so.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a nice looking pen. So now I have two sailors. That means if I get one more, I have a collection.
Then it's a collection.
Then it's a collection. So, so if I count yours, it's a collection, right? Because we got three.
You count mine, you're gonna lose fingers.
I have your converter.
I can go to this cool pen store where they have converters.
Anyway.
I don't think you're gonna get a dispensation for that either.
No, probably not. So
Augie is not gonna help you out there.
All right. So anyway, that was the birthday pen which I usually get every year. So I'm pleased.
Yeah. Yeah. You. Let's see. You've got one more. Two
more.
One more
pen coming.
No, you have two more pen events.
I'm sitting upright. Pen events. Yes, I have pen events.
Dating anniversary and Christmas.
Yep.
Okay. I have three.
Well, okay, yeah, I know you're getting one pen for sure.
Which one? When? Before? Why?
Why not?
Oh, no, you're getting three more. You're getting the Sailor Sky High.
Oh, I am, yeah. Well, you can't count that. You can't count that.
Oh, that's a tester.
That's a tester.
I love having a pen store. They're testers.
Yeah. Every pen is a tax deduction.
Don't say that out loud.
Yes, it is.
No. So Brian got a pen for his birthday. He got it the day before, and I thought it took you a while to choose which ink.
Well, I wasn't sure. I knew I kind of wanted Yamadori, but we didn't have much left. We had a little bit in the sample bottle, so I actually just took a syringe and I filled up the syringe that way, and converted that way, and then nice ink. So I can't wait till we get some more of that, because I'll have a bottle for myself, I think.
Yeah, it's still going to be the end of this month before the next shipment comes in.
So, all right.
I did break out that bottle of apricot I keep whining about or talking about, ruling over.
What'd you put it in?
I put it in my Delta.
Oh, the slim Dolce Vita.
Yes, the orange ink and the orange pen.
How does that work? Is that better than... I had the Edelstein Amber in my Dolce Vita.
I think the Amber was a little more yellow. This is the apricot, the Sailor Apricot.
It's
beautiful. It's, yeah.
Is it better?
It's gorgeous. It's a little more vibrant.
I don't know. I did one fill of the Amber in there, and it was fine. It just... Maybe it's just not my color. I don't know. It was just...
Michael Sull swears by it.
Well, I know, but it just seemed a little... What's the word? Frou-frou, maybe?
You're not saying Michael Sellers.
No, I'm not saying Michael Sellers. that man can fully utilize the shading qualities of that ink.
Yes.
I do no justice whatsoever. So, I mean, I can make a really nice S. And that's, you know, that's about it. So.
All right. We're going to practice.
We should. I would like to. We have the books in, which leads me into a topic that we haven't mentioned. We don't have on the thing.
I was just adding it.
Oh, are you just adding it in there?
I am. We're gonna get to that because that's in the store.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's all right. Good.
I think we should talk about Tracy.
Let's talk about Tracy.
Tracy, I was looking at.
Where's my Visconti?
I was looking on Facebook, and I'm not on Facebook all that much, and I noticed that Tracy was on vacation or traveling, and I've been doing a lot of reading about journaling, and it got me thinking about different reasons why you journal. It's also the time of year when our lilies and my mom's lilies are really taking off and blooming, and mom's big into scrapbooking. So it got me thinking about the different ways in which people record memories, if you will. And so I was thinking about, you know, some people do travel journals. So Tracy goes to you. You know, some people just take a lot of pictures. And when we were younger, you know, you take a ton of pictures and then you take them to the photo store. You get them all developed. Sometimes you'd have slides. Now people do a lot of travel journaling, and you've got maybe a page with pictures on one side and text on the other so that you can remember where you went, what you did. Here's a little picture to help jog your memory. Other people just journal every day. So
what about you? You don't journal anymore, do you? Do you used to?
I used to journal a lot. Now it's more of a couple times a week rant, depending on what's going on. Half the time they turn into to-do lists, which is just, you know, not the intent. I know Dave was talking about doing something.
This is a great idea.
Yeah. Well, now remember that Ira wrote an article for The Pennant about a journal that he kept with his children, and it became kind of a dialogue between he and his children, and they would kind of pass it back and forth and write in it at night, and, you know, here's what happened during the day, and write in it in the morning, and so it was this dialogue back and forth, and so Dave's considering doing that with his daughter Caitlin, and that's just really sweet. I can see that that Dave would enjoy that, and that would be something that Caitlin and Julie, his wife, would enjoy. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I think it's, you know, provided you can get both parties to do it. Super. That'll be really cool to read, like, in 20 years.
Yeah, it would. It's sort of like, you know, quite a long time ago, my mom had a baby book for me. And it's still fun, you know.
Wait. Did everybody catch that? A little, quite a long time ago.
29 years ago plus experience. There was this baby book. But it's cool to go back through. It's interesting to me to see that I haven't changed all that much.
Okay.
No.
Okay, Doris, I need to see this book.
So. I think I have it. Apparently I was
stubborn.
Of course,
you kept a copy, right?
Apparently I was stubborn when I was a baby. But the point is, you know, a lot of people now do journaling regarding children things or scrapbooking. Mom's always been big into, well, for a long, long time now, big into scrapbooking. Mm-hmm. And then she even posts them on Facebook, so or sends them in emails. So I've been able to watch the growth of her lilies and compare them to ours. And
yeah, she's got us by a couple weeks, I think.
Her lilies get more sun.
Well, they do.
Yeah.
So. She's also east of us, so she gets the sun earlier.
Yeah, but I think that where the sun rises, it's like got to go over the garage first. But anyway,
all right. Yeah.
Robert in the chat mentioned he'd like to journal more, but he has concerns about discovery. Yeah, that's true. I mean, you certainly don't. If you are trying to freely just get your thoughts out or share your day, you don't necessarily want someone to find it. Don't tuck it under your bed. That's the first place everybody looks. Or under your pillow.
I haven't looked there.
What I'm doing there. Hide it in the obvious place, like put it in a bookcase or something. I don't know.
I mean, the idea is to be open and truthful, right? I mean, if you can't speak the truth to a blank piece of paper and a fountain pen, then who can you be?
Well, the idea would be that you should be able to be honest with yourself, and you should be able to work through things. I mean, obviously, journals can be very therapeutic. A lot of therapists and psychologists and psychiatrists recommend it. You can see patterns if you write them down. You can work things out. You can you know, vent, and then you look at it and go, wow, I was really upset over something silly, or wow, this is really important to me, I need to work on this. But if you are venting about a parent or a child or a partner and it gets read, mm-hmm. it could be a problem.
Yep. Yeah. That's
so problem. I well, just have a...
There's more than one problem here, I think.
If a different name for you.
You have a different name for me?
No, I'm kidding. Yeah.
I actually did used to keep a journal when I was a kid. I actually have several of them.
We should do it again.
Well, you know, in all my spare time. but I wrote like the silliest, stupidest stuff in there. I mean, I don't know. Not that there's any rules, but I mean, I wrote like what I had for lunch, what I ate for dinner.
I hate my math homework.
Yeah, I hate my math homework. I hit a home run on the, you know, during recess or whatever, scored a touchdown. I mean, all that stuff.
I kept a journal for you.
You did. Yes, you did. I have it, of course.
When we were apart, before I moved up, I would write in this journal every day and let you know what was going on and good things, bad things, frustrations, you know, fears, whatever. And then I gave it to you.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really interesting. Jenny in the chat actually makes a really good statement. She says she has rules about writing.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't want to go back and read the negative stuff, and you don't want to pass that on, so she doesn't write that stuff down. So that's an interesting way to do it. So,
but sometimes you might need to get it out. So yeah. I've read that what some people do is they write, and then when you're done with it, one woman, I was reading her blog, and she said that she burns them.
Ooh.
Wow. I wouldn't want to burn like a Habana. Like a Quo Vadis Habana. But if it's something that you can bear to part with, or you don't want anyone else to find, or it's the journaling itself has gotten you through something therapeutic, you know, maybe it's cathartic to burn it now. You burned all that negativity. Who knows?
Okay, well, I mean, yeah, I guess. I can see that too, so, yeah.
All right. So anyway, Tracy, you... sort of got me thinking about that, and your trip looked great, and a lot of other people have gone on trips lately, and so it just got me thinking. And then Dave mentioned right before he left to go on vacation, so I hope he's keeping some kind of journal about what he's doing, where he's going, what he's seeing.
He's probably watching right now and just laughing.
Dave, we miss you.
We miss you, Dave.
Come back.
We're going to especially miss you tomorrow, but we'll get to that.
Oh, tomorrow and Thursday. OMG.
Actually, we won't get that to that till next week. So.
No, I know. It's crazy. So anyway, so just thinking about journaling and you know, it's my journaling is just more to-do lists. I'd like to expand on that maybe. Maybe stop the to-do and just be.
Stop the to-do, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's my new motto, stop the to-do.
We're getting some interesting response in the chat too, from some people on how they actually journal. So I guess I'm feeling like the odd man out here. now let me ask you this. Okay, so if you're like me and you know you're the stereotypical guy, you don't know what to write. What do you write? How do you start? I mean, did you just okay? I woke up at 6:30. I had a cup of coffee. It was nice outside. I went to work. Oh, boy, did that suck, or whatever. I mean, you know.
I got to see my wife at 10:30 for coffee break.
Yeah, right. I mean, okay, so we just start with that and see where it leads, or what? I mean, is that the idea? I mean, we already said there's really no rules, so to speak.
Depends on what you're looking to get out of it.
Well, what if you don't know what you're looking to get out of it? Start writing? I mean, do you write a page? Yeah. Do you write a paragraph? You just write whatever?
Whatever until you feel like you're done.
Okay. Because when I was a kid, when I wrote, I would always make myself write to the end of the page. which was okay some days, but some days it was like, you know, I slept till noon, I got up, I had lunch, and then I went to bed, you know.
Oh, that's carrots.
So, anyway. What about paper? Journal?
You know, whatever works for you. You can use a fancy notebook. You can use obnoxious kids behind me. Summer people, help me out. You can use a fancy journal. You can use just a composition notebook. You can use, you know, the cheap stuff you get at the dollar store, 25 for a dollar, you know, whatever works for you. I personally have a bit of a phobia about brand new journals.
Yeah, you can't write in them. I've seen this before.
For me?
Yes.
I can't start. It's so crisp and so clean and so perfect.
So, and I'm so what you do is you hand it to me, and on the first page, I'll just scribble all over it.
Yeah. I don't like to make that beautiful thing imperfect.
Well, what if you just take that first page and you just turn the page and you start on the second page?
The rest of it's still all perfect. Yeah, my scrawling handwriting.
But then the first page is clean, so you open it up and it's, you know, then you don't have to see if you're, you know.
I know. All right.
Okay, now Tracy's got the best one. Dear Journal, Lisa always gets packages during the day and then sends me taunting text messages while I'm at work.
I love her, but this makes me crazy.
Yes, Tracy. Clearly, that is exactly how I feel. Like the camera on her phone is broken or something. Oh, well, we just got this in. Like, no. Hello, you're on the phone already. It's three more clicks to take the picture and send it.
It's way more fun to know that you're sitting at your desk going, oh, how many more hours? Yeah, it's way more fun. And that's going to go on the rest of the week, too.
I'm going to start taking my coffee break at 2 o'clock.
In the afternoon?
Yes.
So that it's after Chad has gotten there with UPS?
Yes, absolutely. My coffee break is now at 2.
Cool.
I will bring a coffee pot or something to work.
I have the coffee pot, genius.
I'll bring a thermos.
There you go. There you go. So anyway, I was reading about journaling, thinking about journaling. Mom keeps sending me these gorgeous scrapbook pages of her lilies. And it just got me thinking about the different ways that people record everyday events or memories, special memories or whatever. So there you go. Mom and Tracy. Awesome.
So journaling. Cool. And then, of course, if you get a journal, you can use washi tape on it.
Are you mocking me?
No, I'm not mocking you.
I think you are.
I'm just impressed that I remembered that term. So
washi tape.
I wanted to use it in a sentence.
One of my journals with washi tape. I think it's fun. It's like, I'm not big into art journaling, and that is a big thing right now where you color things or you put a lot of, almost like making a collage, and then you write over it. My brain just freaks out with that. That's just way too much visual overload. I like things clean and simple and organized. I'm just really anal that way. But a lot of people are big into the art journaling and using watercolor paint first and then you write over it or all sorts of different things. So whatever makes you happy and whatever makes you smile when you open it up and you look. But so, I'm big into washi tape at the moment, yeah.
Now, Tracy makes another good, interesting point. She starts on the last page and she turns from the left, not the right.
See, that would be weird. Then I'd feel like I had to write backwards. Oh, I could write in a mirror. And then Robert, that would solve part of your problem because it would be in reverse. Okay.
That's interesting.
Or learn Latin and write it in Latin. Way too much work.
No.
But I think that it's healthy to be able to get your stuff out, whatever's in your head, whether it's good or bad. And you know, sometimes if you're having a bad day, you can go back and read something that you wrote on a really good day, and that helps balance it out. So,
okay.
There you go.
Well, maybe I'll start. I just need a journal.
I think you should.
But the problem with me is I'll pick the journal, and then I'll probably spend like an hour and a half deciding which pen I want to use, and then I'll finally pick the pen, and then I'll put it down and say, you know what, this pen needs to be cleaned, and then I'll go and I'll clean it. And then it's time for bed. And then
you're just procrastinating. Use a ballpoint.
No.
But although no. Now we need to make this public.
Is this a segue?
You, this could be a segue. You have been beyond excited about ballpoints in the store.
I
wanted to take your temperature the other day. Seriously. And you got excited when we got our second shipment in, and it's crazy.
You got to admit, that one is really cool.
This one I have in my hand?
You have it in your hand.
I do. All right, so you want to talk about it? Let's sure. talk about the ballpoints and rollerballs that have Brian drooling. I think I need a drum roll for this. Bam. Retro 51 in the house. All right, that just doesn't work. So we have Retro 51 in the store now and on the site, right? Or are you keeping them all?
No, it's all on the site. It's all maybe.
Actually, they've really kind of sold out pretty quickly. In fact, we got in more pens and more pencils. So not only is Brian now getting into ballpoints and rollerballs, but even pencils now. Yeah, Wayne says he's tuned into the wrong podcast. Now check this out, Wayne. Check this out. This is really freaking cool. This is the one Brian wants, I think.
Yeah, you can't really tell. It's like a weave pattern.
It's nice. It's cool.
It's called that's the Roosevelt.
Lincoln's pretty cool. So anyway, we have a bunch of rollerballs and ballpoints in. In fact, Paul, feel free to chime in. Tell us what you think.
Should we take a break here and just say, this is the Pen Addict Podcast episode.
Where is Brad?
Where's that man?
He's in Tennessee. He's in Knoxville this week.
Oh, yep. He's on vacation. Yeah.
He's on vacation.
yeah. No, it's you will see that what makes it interesting for me, it's a capless rollerball.
Look at that.
Nice sound effects, right? It's a capless rollerball, and I've always liked rollerballs better than ballpoints. So.
There are some cool colors. I kind of like that Glen plaid. I'll just go there. Now,
I would be careful what you say before your birthday.
I
don't have much.
The pencils are really cool. Look at that huge eraser.
And it comes with a bunch. It comes with a bunch. You can make more mistakes than you can possibly imagine.
So this is very cool. This is very cool. We do have a couple fountain pens, but
Paul. They aren't ballpoints. They do make a couple of ballpoints, but most of them are capless rollerballs.
Sorry. Just the really nice.
All cap actuated. So.
But very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now they do make a fountain pen. There's the fountain pen.
Yeah. They're nice.
Yeah.
But by far, now we got these in right before last week. We got them in on Monday or Tuesday because we couldn't mention them. We didn't mention them last week because we had Ryan from Kenro and they weren't a Kenro product and we thought we'd be good. But these have actually sold really well. Paul, you're cut off for the rest of the week though. But these have sold well. We sold some in the store, sold some online. But I do notice Brian looking at them occasionally.
I just like the one. That's the vintage Metalsmith collection is very cool. I can see how it would be very it's an attractive looking pen, and they're nice. So that's all I'm going to say about that.
Wayne's concerned we're going to get into crayons next.
No, next week we're getting into the sidewalk chalk. So yep. There.
Yep. So anyway, we got the Retro 51 in, and those are cool. Some of the colors are really pretty.
Yeah, they're pretty.
Dave bought one for his wife for her birthday.
Shh.
It's after her birthday, I'm sure that she got it.
Okay.
He better have given it to her. They're fun. They're a good price, a nice weight. Admit it, you like them.
I told you I like them. I just
want to make sure everybody has heard this. Brian likes.
If they made a fountain pen in that Roosevelt pattern, I would have one in a flash.
In your pocket.
Yes.
Okay.
Chalk talk. Yeah, there we go. That's good. all right. What else? What else is going on? I guess I have the next one here.
You do. We have. It has been a busy week.
This is number one on the list, by the way, so I'm going up because you started with number two.
It has been a super busy week, and it is going to be an even busier week, getting even more stuff in. I'm just blown away.
All right, so who can tell me what this is? It looks like a clear demonstrator.
It's a pen!
And it's got a very cool metal section, aluminum section. The TWSBI 580 AL aluminum is in. Pretty cool pen. You know, we had some questions, and it's got. If you can't really see it here, but you can see it online. The whole piston unit and the shaft is all aluminum, and the section is aluminum. And it weighs about 4 grams more than the standard version. But that's a very very cool looking pen. So.
Yeah. So those came in. That was nice. Did we talk about the Field Notes Arts and Sciences last week?
I don't think, did we? We may have, but we didn't have them. I think that's
all right,
what it
was. Well, now we have them. We've had them up on the site. These are kind of cool. They've got a funky design on the back.
Of course. Now we bring
They're
them. We don't have the regular size to compare them to. But.
We do. I have the whole group. Let me just.
Oh, you got the whole
off.
Collection there. You want me to ad lib till ready?
Just Vamp till ready there.
I got a ballpoint in my hand here. Check this one. I do. I'm just gonna jump right to it.
All right, there we go. So okay, small go versus large. Although you can fit the big one in your pocket, correct?
You can. Yeah, actually, it does fit in my dress pants. It looks goofy, but it fits the whole thing.
It sounds like a personal problem.
It does, right?
It's a family-friendly show, yeah.
It is a family-friendly show.
They're cool.
Yeah, they look neat. So.
Yeah. Anyway, that's that. What else do we have?
This is the first of many in the Cross family that will be joining us. This is the Cross Click, which looks like your classic Cross Century slim ballpoint that we all got as graduation gifts in high school.
Mine was a twist.
Yours was a twist. Wow, this is a cap actuated. Actually, I believe it's a click. It's a gel style rollerball. Actually, so those are coming in a multitude of colors, but we have it in shiny chrome right now, so it's really kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm surprised you just started playing with it.
Well,
you're definitely going hardcore over to the dark side.
Well, the dark side is right here. It's in my hand. Oh, this is so pretty.
What's in your hand?
What's in my hand?
Oh, I know what it is.
I have a fountain pen
in my
hand.
All right, so hang on. So we got in the Retro 51s last week. We got in the Field Notes Arts and Sciences, which I thought we've had for a couple weeks. We may or may not have mentioned that. I don't remember. What else did we get in? We got in Cross, you said?
Well, just the click. Yeah, we're getting more in sometimes.
Yeah. Well, the rest is coming in either Wednesday or Thursday.
Yep.
And what else do we get?
Mr. Okay, Anderson? So yesterday, Lisa sends me a text and just says, it's here. I've been waiting for this for a while.
And that's it.
And that's it. Yeah, right? So I'm like, oh, you know, and this is like, what, an hour after I came for coffee, you know, so I mean, I'm done for the day, right?
I kind of thought you might run over.
Well, I'm just showing restraint. I'm showing that patience.
I know, you have this whole job thing.
Yeah, the whole job thing that I have to do. Which one should I show first? I'll show the ballpoint first.
Show whatever makes you happy.
Well, I'll show you the ballpoint first because the fountain pen is just unbelievably, stunningly beautiful. So some of you might recognize this. You might not. This is a cap-actuated ballpoint.
It's
rhodium-plated. It's made in Switzerland.
Ooh, it's neutral.
The company is Carandash. So the Carandash Ecuador.
Brian has been on cloud nine ever since these came in. You know, I'm surprised you didn't sleep with it under your pillow.
Well, you wouldn't let me. the ballpoint's not bad. It's a nice size, and I've heard a lot of comments about people say that this is really a super ballpoint. Sturdy mechanism. This has got a chevron pattern on it. It's very attractive. But what interests me even more is the Ecuador fountain pen. And look at this. This is
it's gorgeous, the
Kubrick pattern. We also have it in the chevron pattern, but it's a snap cap. Comes with a steel nib. It's cartridge converted, but it's
It up there for a minute so Wayne can focus.
Oh, sorry. There you go, he Wayne. That.
It's gorgeous.
It's really, really super pretty.
It's on the top shelf of one of the lighted glass cases, and it looks like you just keep waiting for the rainbow to show or something. It's just it's beautiful.
Okay, so I know this is not DuPont, but listen to this.
Oh, nice.
It's got a nice little click to it.
Yeah, nice.
Nice, a very nice springy clip. It's a nice, and it's nice. It looks like it'd be nice to use capped or uncapped. So, poster unposted.
Very cool.
So yeah, the Caran d'Ache Ecuador series are in the house. We've got more on the way.
We need to go back to the store and get out of the house, by the way.
We should go back to the store. That would be nice.
That of course means we also got the ink. Now, if you've never seen these in person. They come in a cool box. It's very
nice, heavy cardboard.
It's very heavy. Now, the big thing is that the bottle is slanted, and it's kind of cool. So that this way, when it's slanted, you can fill your pen, and the pen can go all the way down to the deepest point, and it's easier to fill. Than when it's just a regular bottle. Now these are incredibly nice bottles. Nice heavy glass, nice metal cap.
Metal cap, huh? Okay.
I really liked that. And then we've been having fun putting it back in the box, trying to figure out how it stays straight no matter how you put it in there.
Well, I think the cardboard, it just catches it on the sides.
Yeah, on the side. Yeah. But anyway, so those are incredibly pretty colors. You have those up, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful colors. So we've been very excited to have those. Some of those may have to come home with me.
I think so. I like the bottle. I think the bottle is really designed well. Because that's really the way you do it. I mean, sometimes you do it, but it just doesn't make sense.
You end up tipping it anyway.
Yeah. So.
So this way, it already starts at an angle. It's easier to fill. Less mess.
You can't really knock it over.
No.
Can't knock the bottle over.
Yeah. It is a little pricey, but the bottle itself, even when it's empty, you'll be able to put other things in it, different inks, mix your own ink, whatever. But the bottle is cool. I love that metal cap. That just really sets it off to me. So.
Yeah. Anyway. Right. So that's kind of a quick rundown of what's in the store up to today.
Up to today, yeah. We've got more stuff coming, and then
tomorrow's going to be exciting.
Tomorrow.
Do I get a pen tomorrow? Please, tester.
I think we're getting more acrylics.
Tester.
More Noodler's acrylics.
Tester.
We'll see.
All right. Well, we do have some interesting news for the local folks out there, and I don't know if anybody in the chat is local, but...
No, but we have other listeners who are local.
We do have other listeners that are local. We, believe it or not, have actually... we've scheduled the room?
Yes, I have not gotten confirmation back, but I'm sure that it's fine. I looked today, and the room is still empty.
Okay. So we have actually scheduled the first several meetings of the official Appleton Pen Club. And you have the dates. What is the first one? The 15th?
Wednesday the 16th. So Wednesday, July 16th.
Wednesday, July 16th. Okay. And what time?
From 6 to 8.
Oh, 6 to 8. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That way people can come after work. It won't run too long. We can do show and tell.
And if the time doesn't work or the day doesn't work, we can shift it around. But we just thought...
You better just pick a day.
We'll pick a day, and we'll start, and we'll see what happens, and we'll go from there. So,
And then we do have August and September planned as well, but we'll see how July goes first.
What are we going to do for a topic for July?
Hugh and Carol say they can be local in 5 hours.
I'm good with that. Yeah. Yeah, we'll pick you up at the airport. ATW.
There you go. We're going to just do a little bit of show and tell. We're going to talk about filling systems and inks, I think.
Are we really?
Yeah, we are.
Do I have to have a presentation?
You know, I might have this pen repair guy do like a little presentation thing.
Why don't we just make it easy. Why don't we just make it easy and then have everybody just bring...
show and tell pens.
Bring your favorite writers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's just do that, because then that takes a pressure. I mean, I don't know. It could be you, me, and Dave and Julie looking around each other like, until people.
Ivan will be there. John will be there.
Yeah. I hope John will be there. Yeah, that'd be neat.
Suzanne will be there if she's in town.
Anyway, we'll get that fired up, and we do have a Facebook page for that. So
we do, Appleton Pen Club. It's going to be fun. And Jonathan, you know, you're right. Maybe we can take a picture or do something with glass.
Yeah, I'm going to work on that. I've been meaning to. I've got a little mini glass project that's going to be easy to do, and I could probably even do it tomorrow, but we'll see. I do have Google Glass, so I'm going to do a little something with that soon.
Yeah, it'll be good. And I think we should take a walk around the store. We keep changing things and moving stuff around.
I'll do that.
That'll be fun. So anyway, that's the scoop for that. Just Brian got a pen, and I'm thinking about journaling about it.
Do you have some shout-outs this week?
That's how our week's been.
Do you have some shout-outs this week?
We do, actually. First of all, Mike and Audrey left us. We're sad.
Yeah, that was nice to see them. Not nice to see them go. But
and the clan, oh my God, they brought all these people with them. It was great. So Mike and Audrey, we had a visit today. Augie from Minnesota popped in. He was on his way.
We weren't going to say his name. Oh, I guess not.
No, I told him I was.
No, I know. I'm just kidding.
I didn't say his last name. I didn't say anything else. But he was, where was he going from? From Minnesota to Michigan.
Michigan, Detroit, yep. I think is where he said.
And he kind of took the long way. He came down to Appleton, and then from there he went to Manitowoc, and he was going to take the ferry across, which is something we've talked about. But
sometimes I'd like to do that.
It's just always at a bad time. They don't seem to run the ferry at like 2 in the morning when we're going. I know.
I don't get it.
Yep.
Anyway, yeah, so nice to see Augie. Just happened to come in when I was on my coffee break, so we got to talk some pens, and that was cool.
Yep. Ken came in.
Ken did come in, yep.
Saturday? When was that?
Yeah, I think it was, it sounds about right. Saturday, yep.
Friday or Saturday. Saturday, maybe, yeah. And gave me some yummy jam, so that was cool. Yep. I shared some with, it must have been Friday.
Friday. It was Friday. It was Friday, because Dave was still there.
So it was Thursday night. I don't know. It all blends together. But anyway, Ken came in to visit, and he finally got to see the new cases in the store. And that was fun to be able to show those off. A young man named Matthew came down from Green Bay today, and he's in grad school. He also asked about a job.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Are we hiring? Can we hire me?
I'm working on that. Who else do we have? Oh, I gotta send out hugs to Charles and to cousin Martin. Okay. And we have to ask. We know this person named Tracy who's got this Visconti. How's it going, Tracy? So many people look at that pen in the store and drool.
I know, right?
Yep.
We don't even have it like on a stand or anything. I just have it sitting on the Visconti mat. So I should.
I think it's because you secretly want to keep it.
Well, I do secretly want to keep it, but you know, I think it's got a medium nib too.
Oh.
But We'll put it on a pedestal maybe sometime this week. So.
Okay.
All right. Anybody else? I don't think so.
I don't know. We've just had so much. We have a big display case that's being delivered this week.
Oh my lord! Don't tell anybody. I gotta take.
I'm not, but yeah. It's gonna be this huge. Another big case. Another vendor case is being delivered again in this huge crate. So Dave picked the best or the worst week to
go. I don't know. And of course, in true Brian fashion, it is my fault we are getting this case.
All right, it's public.
I don't know. It's my fault. I take full responsibility for this one.
So, I don't know where we're going to put it.
I have no idea.
But what it means is that the Aurora case comes home and goes in the bedroom. Seriously.
Of course, we can't plug it in. But.
Well, I'll fix that. I'll rewire it.
All right.
And then just with little spotlights, and then all my Aurora can just, you could even put your Montegrappa in there or something, but the Aurora will just be spotlit, like from inside.
My Montegrappa, my Carandash.
There you go.
So.
There you go.
I think that's
about it. It's starting to rain. I'm sure the woman across the street's going to start screaming. So.
All right. On that note, I guess.
Well, we just watch the Facebook page and watch Twitter. We've got some awesome, awesome things coming in the next couple days. We're so excited. It's been killing us to not be able to talk about it for the last couple weeks.
So. All right. Anything else?
That's enough.
Okay. Comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, 10 East, College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Yep. Definitely write to us. You can send us an email. My email is lisa@andersonpens.net.
Mine is brian@andersonpens.net.
I totally mix that up on you.
You are.
Go ahead.
Now, who goes next? Me? I don't know. He follows on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
We are on Facebook. It's facebook.com/AndersonPens.
The blog is blog.andersonpens.net.
And the website is andersonpens.net.
Join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming new products, special sales, stuff happening at the store. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast this evening. We will see you next week. Good night, everyone.
Bye, guys.